following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. With spring, it's time to freshen up your home and get ready for summer and get rid of all those old smells with a brand new Woodwick candle. Get in and check out all the fragrances like Beachfront Cottage, Bergamot, and Basil. Clean Rain, Cool Linen, and countless others all on sale right now. Mention Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 1999 Madison Avenue, online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, aloha, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. It's episode number 173, and my production schedule is all screwed up. Just when I've got it right where I want it, something happens. Actually, it wasn't. It's what they call an act of God. We had a storm blow through here a couple of weeks ago. See, I try and stay about a week ahead. These are produced, and then, you know, a week later, you get it. That's how it works. I know it doesn't seem like it's that topical, but trust me, it was. 2 weeks ago, you see, the Memorial Day weekend had been ruined for the city of Memphis because we got hit with a pretty nasty storm Saturday night. It was a big deal. It came through here. It was straight light winds. There were reports, as scattered and weird as they were, there's a community that's north of here called Fraser, and apparently they got winds up around 100 miles an hour up through there. That's intense. I can tell you this: in the middle part of the city where we live here in Cooper Young, I happened to be outside because I was waiting on the immigrant to pull in. She was coming in from wherever it was that she was doing that. She was working, and she damn near got hit by a damn tree that came down. 200-something trees had been knocked down in the city, which wreaked all sorts of havoc on electricity, on the roads, streetlights, signals, power, of course. There was a report at one point that some 500,000 people were without power. That's a lot. That's a mess. And they were bringing in, I've got a sparkling beverage. The utility company here, MLGW, Memphis Light, Gas, and Water, they brought in some 70 lineman crews from all over the area. There were guys that came in from Kentucky, from Missouri, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, of course, eastern parts of the state of Tennessee. It was a lot of people that came in for this sort of thing. So it was a big deal. They came to get everybody back up to speed. So all these men and women that work for the, you know, for various utility companies that are trained in, you know, getting power restored, climbing up on poles, and they worked around the clock. They got us going. It was a big deal. The mayor here, Mayor Jim Strickland, was really good about using Twitter. That's right. A politician was using Twitter for good, actually, because he was letting everybody know what was going on. And that's what brought me into this thought when I sat down here this evening to record this. Usually I do this show on like Sundays, but this is like, I don't even know what today is. Today's a Tuesday, and I'll get to whatever happened to, because it was crazy. Anyway, our mayor, his honor, Jim Strickland, actually used social media to, you know, keep everybody up to date as to what was going on. There was no back talk. There was no bitching. There was no words like huge and bigly. it was important. And I'm glad I follow this now. Because as a broadcaster, I was using that information to help the city get that information out over at Radio Memphis. Well, that was the plan until the power went out, you see, because the power outage was so bad that here in Studio A, which is where this is recorded usually, the power, of course, was here at the house. We were out from Saturday night all the way through Monday evening. So we had a dark weekend. I missed the Indy 500, which was a drag. I always like watching that, but that's okay. But also, if that wasn't enough, the power was out at the Emmons Building, which is Studios B and C. That's the home of Pirate Radio Studios. It's Radio Memphis. It's Pirate Radio Recording Studios. There's your plug. And as such, with the power going out there, which it when it does, and it's very rare that it does because all the lines down there are buried, but still, you know, there's a power outage between you and the substation. You're gonna go into the dark at some point. It's not just because your power's out doesn't mean that it happened right there near you. So, with this mess came about the fact that we were in the dark down there and off the air. Well, power comes back. I get in the car. I'm down there at the studio, and I'm turning things back on, getting everything going. And I go to turn on the computer that runs Radio Memphis, and it won't come on. And I thought, oh damn, we got another problem. Well, yes, it's plugged into surge protection and power conditioners and all that stuff. I'm not an idiot. I brought you should have plugged it out. You wouldn't have lost it. It wasn't it. It was the idea was that, and what was ultimately diagnosed was the power supply. It's the big silver box inside the computer. It went out, as they do. Sometimes during a power outage, there's enough there. It just, especially an older power supply unit like this one was, it died. It went out, which opens up a lot of weird questions in your head. What if the motherboard is gone? What if the hard drive is gone? What if this is gone? What if, you know, there's all that trouble. Well, lo and behold, I'm on the phone with Diana, our general manager, Diana Fryer, who's been a guest on this show. And she just happens to have family in town from Dallas, Texas. One of the members of her family is Nikki. Nikki is a computer guy. This is on Monday. This is Memorial Day night. That night, about 5 o'clock, I'm down there is when I realized that we had a problem. They mount the troops and they go out and they somehow bring a brand new power supply to the radio station, and the three of us got in there, rolled up our sleeves, and got busy and rebuilt that machine. And then I say that because, well, it's just a power supply. You take the old one out and you put the new one in and you're good to go. It's not, this wasn't that easy for this particular machine, you see, because when it was originally designed, that some waterhead engineer thought it'd be a great idea to run a length of the power cable up underneath the motherboard, which meant that I had to take the motherboard out. So we really had to take the whole thing out, all down to the screws, as they say. I had to take it all out. But Nikki and I worked at it. At midnight, we got the machine where it was running and everything was right. And there's a lot more to the story. There was a point there where we really did think we had a problem with our hard drive. The board was acting funny. It turned out we had something missed. We missed a plug in there somewhere. You tend to be a little panicky about these things. So, at any rate, we get the thing up and running, but we can't get it to sound right now because all the software has changed. Because at this point, there's updates and all this other stuff because you're reconnected and things change. And you know, one thing I've learned about working with computers is that if you have two identical machines made by the exact same company, the same model, same everything, and you run them side by side, you'll notice that one's slightly different than the other. It's like there's a real bizarre personality quirk about them. It's not just me. I've heard this from other people. And now this machine is acting a little different with the new power supply that's in there. So it was having trouble finding software. It was having trouble finding cards. It was having trouble with all sorts of stuff. And we finally got it sorted out. And Tuesday morning, this morning, while we're taping this, last Tuesday for you people, I spent the morning getting the software retuned and getting everything back up and running. And lo and behold, we got it going, and it was a big, huge sigh of relief. And it tells you, and it proves a point, and I tell this to people a lot. I say this in a joking manner. You people have no idea just how barely on the air we are. and that's the way it comes out, because it's so stinking true. One little thing and next thing you're done, and no real backup per se. I mean, we have a data backup offsite deal that's all in place, so we don't really lose our data, but still, hardware, that can be a problem. We were in the dark, man. It was looking grim. We'd have been delayed probably at least another day if it weren't for Nikki involved in this, and Diana, because, you know, they're good like that. So, yeah, it was a team effort. We got it up and running, and a sigh of relief was had by all. So much for a holiday on Monday, because I had plans on going to a Memorial Day party that our friends Amy and Julio were having, and I wound up not going, but Jo went, and she took as a date our dog Duke, which was that was big. So they had fun, because I was there at the studios till after midnight, and then of course, you know, blah blah blah, I'm just rambling on about my day, but the point of the matter is, when you work as hard as you do on something that you really believe in, you find that time ceases to become a thing. Because I know at one point I looked at my watch and it's like 7 o'clock. And the next thing I know, it's 11:30 and the wife is wanting to know if I'm coming to the party. It was one of those things. I was like, oh God, I didn't realize how late it was. It's just because you're working so hard on something that you believe in. Well, the aftermath of the storm was actually quite interesting, too, because after all this came back together, it was basically determined through several of the news sources that I follow, that I subscribe to, that people, for the most part, residents of the city of Memphis, didn't spend much time around a television because it didn't have power, which left television news people kind of holding their junk in their hand, going, what? Whereas 4 radio stations in Memphis were knocked off the air, including Radio Memphis, so it wasn't just us. But what was even more remarkable about this was that somebody had posted in one of the social media platforms, I think it was Nextdoor, I saw this. The writer was, the OP, the original poster, was lamenting about how in times like this in the past, when you would have a power outage, you had a severe weather event, and affected you and affected your neighbors, affected your community at large, perhaps even the entire city, that you would often, maybe like during a power outage, after the storm, it's usually rather pleasant outside. So you might sit outside with, you got to have something cold to drink. So you're just sitting there, maybe having a cigar, drinking something, and you would listen to a radio, a battery operated radio, that you could hear what was going on. And there would be news people at the radio station that were there to tell you exactly what was happening and that it was all live. Well, apparently one of my neighbors did just that, sat down with a radio on his front porch and went through the entire dial and found nothing. No local news at all. There was no jock on the air. There was no news person in the street or phoning it in, even literally calling in.
Yeah, Bill, I'm over here at Cooper and Young, and well, it's dark out here, but the margaritas are flowing.
It's one of those things. And then in the aftermath, you've got the mayor, Jim Strickland, who is taken to Twitter himself to get the information out to his followers, to the people of the city of Memphis, as well as other news outlets at this point, because television has picked up on the deal. But still, where was the radio? Where did they go? Where were they? They weren't anywhere. They weren't even on the air, and they didn't care. Granted, I was in the same boat, technologically speaking. But believe you me, in times of serious trouble, you have to be a service to your community. That is part of holding a broadcaster's license if you are one of those people through the Federal Communications Commission. A terrestrial radio station has to be licensed by these people, and there are certain rules that you have to live by to maintain that license. One of them is, quite frankly, to be a public service, to provide for the betterment of your community, because it's what you are. You're disseminating information. Had this been a larger catastrophe, this, by the way, this recent storm here was no small feat. I mean, I think the utility company referred to it as the third worst power outage in the history of the city of Memphis, at least for the history of the utility company, which it speaks volumes. It's a big deal. So yes, there is that. It's a lot to think about. And if you are at home in the dark, whether it's 150 degrees outside and you're sweating your balls off, wondering if you're going to survive that, or conversely, it's in the middle of winter and there's an ice storm, which we had one of those several years before I got here. And there were people that were without power for 2 weeks. They had to rely on FM and AM radio to get them through the information that they needed, that they required. Stuff that was important. But this is a testament to how things have changed. And we talk about this a lot here, obviously, here from Radio Land. I mean, let's be honest here. You're listening to this on a probably on a phone, which is great. That's what the technology is there for. That thing in your hand or in your pocket or on your hip or whatever has taken the place of the transistor radios that people like me grew up with. I know, I just sounded really old, didn't I? But it's a fact of the matter. So instead now of carrying around that little transistor radio, we're carrying this phone. And now then there was this other little thing that was going on while the power was out because, you know, obviously we're not going to cook anything here at the house. We're bored stupid. So we're going to go someplace where there's A, some air conditioning, and B, a bite to eat. And more importantly than all of those things, as everybody was talking, a place to plug their phone in to recharge it. There were some neighbors here who had fortunately didn't lose their power. And they wound up having a party at their home where they were inviting everybody that needed to have their phone charged. They'd set up this a charging station. If they had like a couple of extension cords, and each one had a couple of power strips on it. And people were coming by. You bring something to drink. They had snacks. They had a party. They had a thing, and you could charge your phone up, and you'd be good to go. When that storm hit Saturday night, I had 30% juice in my phone because the thought did occur to me, wow, if the power goes out, I may be boned. And then I thought, well, I'll just go to the station. Well, that didn't happen either. So we did. We drove around the city. We spent Sunday probably about 3 hours in the car finding two things: a place to charge our phones and get a bite to eat that didn't have a 2 hour wait to get in. That was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, no less. It was busy. And another thing that I was looking for were bags of ice that I wasn't going to have to be charged a whole shitload of money for, because I know it seems sort of ridiculous, but on any given Saturday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I could go somewhere and get a bag of ice for about $1.50, $2 tops. That's for a 10 pound bag of ice. You go in one of those things that are in parking lots of gas stations that are automated, you can get like two bags for, you know, you get like 22 pounds of ice for like, I don't know, I think it's like $3 or something like that. It's ridiculously cheap. So I'm thinking, well, I gotta hit over there. Well, I get over there with my ice chest, and there's an out of order sign on there, and I thought, oh well, here we go. So out to the stores I go, and I started out east, went over to East Memphis, you bastards, out to Germantown, out that way, and I refused, absolutely flat refused to pay, what was it, $8 for a bag of ice for a 7 pound, not even 10 pounds, a 7 pound bag of ice for $8. It was more than $1 a pound, $1.10 if you want to get down to it. You got to be out of your fucking mind. So so I headed back into Midtown, which is where it was the hardest hit. Downtown still had a lot of power, but I found a gas station down there, and a guy down there was really cool. He said, if there's some in there, you can have it. Two bags, $5. 20 pounds of ice for $5. I was all up on it. So we hit that place a couple of times. We were able to keep some of our perishables good, but you know, the one thing that does happen when you have a power outage like this, you get to clean out your shit. You get to clean out your freezer. You don't realize the stuff that you've had tucked away in that freezer all this time going, well, what is this? If I couldn't identify it, it went out. Which is still going to present another interesting situation, is the garbage around here is going to get really ripe. But as the mayor who took to social media and kept his people aware of what was going on, he has personally asked the city to cough up $6 million out of the coffers there to justify extended pickup for people with lawn debris, right, tree damage stuff that's laying out in the front of their houses, and to make sure that the regular garbage pickup happens, because a lot of food got thrown away, and that stuff is going to sit in those cans and start to stinking, and it can become a health hazard. See, it's just forward thinking all the way through. And it's all happened every last bit of it happened without radio. Somebody got left in the dark. And I'm including Radio Memphis in this. We were knocked off the air. There was nothing I could do to help with that. But we were all over social media. Our fans knew what was going on. We stayed on top of the situation. Because if you want to speak to your people, you got to go where they are. And in this case, it was happened to be social media. It worked out. It really did. It worked out. I would have preferred to have been on the air in the nice air-conditioned comfort of Studio B, but that didn't happen. Of course, that's why this got delayed. So 173 episodes in, and we've missed because of that. And I've never had to miss more than that. So, yeah, these things happen. It's the way it goes. And personally, I thank you for listening and for being a subscriber to this show and for your patience in waiting for these episodes to come out. So thank you so much for that. And as a reward for that, we'll get to some music in here for a little bit. We got some brand new stuff that came into the Radio Memphis library. I think you're going to like. It's pretty cool and it's pretty different. And it comes up right after this.
You can now learn guitar in a structured manner online and do it at your pace. From absolute beginners to advanced players, the New York City Guitar School can get you on the right path on guitar proficiency for less than $30 a month. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com and get started today. And right now, there's even a free course called Guitar Hacks for Beginners you can take to see if this course is even right for you. Look at their ad at radio-memphis.com right now and get started.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
It is not happening live. It's happening in a recorded fashion. And I'm not going to edit anything. And I will tell you this right now. Here we are about 3 minutes into this thing. And I will tell you this. There will not be any apologies. And there will not be any censoring or editing. Unless there's a technical issue. The language I will use in this episode is going to be explicit. And it's probably going to be offensive to some people. I don't care. I really don't give a shit. I'm going to say some things in this episode that will probably upset some people if it was taken into the wrong context.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Hey, bro, you just found it in. You just sat there and talked about a power outage for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, and then you're just thinking that you're just a hot shut up. It happens. This is a relatable thing. This happens to people happening wherever they live in the world.
These are first world problems. But I will tell you, the minute you don't have electricity, you know, when it sets in that you're not going to have it for the rest of the night, you know, that moment that comes in and you go, well, shit, we're going to have to deal with this for a little while. You all of a sudden realize how much we take electricity for granted. We really do. It's like so much is reliant upon it. I mean, hell, the wife was funny. She goes, well, can we get on the internet? And I was like, no. No, because the modem has to be powered. You know, it's just, you got your phone. That's about all we can get you there. But you got to be careful with that because the battery will go. You got to, in case there's an emergency, we got to make a call. It's crazy, man. It is absolutely crazy. We're driving around town for 3 hours keeping our phones charged. It was. All right, kids. Let's get into some music. Got a really cool email from this young man here in Memphis. His name is Donnell London. And Donnell said, look, I got this song. I just did it. I'm just now a graduate from the University of Memphis, and I really would like to see if this thing could get any traction on Radio Memphis, to see if you guys could play this thing. And I heard it. I listened, gave it a couple of listens. I listened to another. This is really, really cool. This has got a really neat vibe. Donnell here has a song called Ain't Having It, and it is straight up fun party type of vibe. In fact, when you I'm about to push the button to start it here, but when you hear it, it's gonna have this vibe of like an NBA game. It is hip hop. It's rap. It's that Memphis style rap, which is kind of aggressive. It's kind of fun. There's a lot going on here with this song, and it really, really rocks. It's a cool tune. It's Donnell London. The song is called Ain't Havin' It, and here it is making its debut on this show from Radioland.
What you mean that you want me back? What you mean that you want me back? What you mean that you want me back? I'm not dead desperate to go wild like that. What you mean that you want me back? What you mean that you want me back? What you mean that you want me back? You just won't down there cause it's wild as fat.
What you mean that you want me back? What you mean that you want me back? What you mean that you want me back? I'm not dead desperate to go wild like that. What you mean that you want me back? What you mean that you want me back? What you mean that you want me back? You just won't down there cause it's wild as fat and ain't.
What you mean that you want me back? I'm not dead desperate to go out like that. And come on, girl, let's take a trip down memory lane. Remember when you told me you didn't have a mane? It was done in the dark, we'll come to the light. Followed you to my crib, then he wanted to fight. But I had to lay him down and tell his good night. But that's not the point, girl, you was living a lie. I know you ain't forgot about the things you put me through. Every time I touch around, you was acting a fool. Like a little baby girl without a pacifier. You needed Jesus, then to join the church choir. And to top it all off, there's more to it. You were high maintenance and so clueless. What you wanted me to do? Upgrade ya? Take it around the world and then some? Girl, stop in that chapter of my life, I had to close the book. I was only interested cause your looks. Cause I think somebody stole all your common sense. Paddling tightly in a drunk kicker over a fist. Come to think about it, you never mentioned your kids. I had to come over just to find out you had six. Then when I wanna take you to lunch, you bring them all. Now I'm feeling like the brave.
What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? I'm not dead desperate to go wild like that. What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? You just won't down there cause it's wild as fat. What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? I'm not dead desperate to go wild like that. What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? You just won't down there cause it's wild as fat and ain't happening.
Of course I made my mistakes, but trust me girl, you as far from a saint. And if I could go back in time and change one thing, Lord knows I would've used my brain. But you're the thing of the past, it was fun while it lasted. No more believing in magic. They say good things must come to an end, so bury your feelings. Guess you call yourself in a player, but you missed that shot and your layup. I'm on my Chris Brown, my brand legit. You can look at me now, I'm getting paper. Couple of cars I had, I lost. First Audi I own, I paid off. That's how you bounce back like a boss. Now my bank account, OB's Rick Ross. Hold up, wait a minute, let me finish. I think you came with too many bad habits. Conceited, self-centered, and selfish. Had to listen to a lot of your rubbish. Now all of a sudden, I'm the one you need. And you're telling everyone you're still in love with me. You ain't never been good at lying, but your head game was so dynamite.
What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? I'm not dead desperate to go wild like that. What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? You just won't down there cause it's wild as fat. What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? I'm not dead desperate to go wild like that. What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? What you mean is you want me back? You just won't down there cause it's wild as fat and ain't happening.
Never told me how you feel. Don't know what's the deal. You're coming back around and trying to act like you real. But I know what it is, and I ain't having it. You see him on the come up and your boy about to be rich. You never told me how you feel. Don't know what's the deal. You're coming back around and trying to act like you real. But I know what it is, and I ain't having it. You see him on the come up and your boy about to be rich, rich.
I like that line. You just want Donnell because his wallet's fat. I like it. Ain't Heaven is the name of the tune. Right here from Radioland. The artist is Donnell London. Brand new artist. Brand new song he's got for us. We're going to try and get him into the studio sometime here soon. Have a chat with him. I did respond to him, and I said, look, man, I think you got something really good here. Let's get a band together, you know. And that's what he likes, man. He likes working with actual musicians. Now, this track stuff, this pre-recorded track stuff, I'm real funny about that. I mean, I know there's an art to it, and I know there's a thing, but I'm a little more, dare I say, old school. And I prefer having, you know, like what you heard there, real guitar lines and some drums and some bass. And, you know, you got some stuff going. You got musicians working and doing their craft right there for you. And you can't go wrong with that. So there you go. How about that? All right, kids. That's that. You've heard what's coming up next time on the old program. I'm going to go find some air conditioning. I mean, all I have to do is go down the hall now and turn it on. It's actually quite pleasant out there. That's one nice thing about Memphis. I'll say this. Those of you that aren't from here or have never been here, we have these incredibly violent storms that happen in the spring and in the fall. And sometimes they bleed over into the summer and sometimes a little bit into the winter. But what happens invariably, especially this time of year, when we have such these incredible windstorms or thunderstorms, and it's just this incredibly wild, heavy weather, the next night is probably one of the most beautiful sunsets you will ever see. And dare I say, it rivals Key West. I said it. The sunsets in Memphis are better than the Florida Keys. That's a tough man. That's a tough one. But you got to be here to see it. That's my advice. Come see us. Come to Memphis. It's a fine city. Just come in. Come to the city limits. Drop off your money and leave. That's all we ask. Come down to Veal Street. Have a big-ass beer. It'll be fun. Let me know when you're down there. I'll come meet you. All right, kids. That's it. I'm done. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take one another. Take care of one another. And for God's sake, quit shooting yourself. We'll see you. Shooting yourself. I'm all messed up. Y'all be sweet. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radio Land.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.